Sounds okay. There we go. I forgot my EQ wasn't on it, so it'll be like... Check. Oh, I sound really good today. Does it sound as good to you as it does to me? Because it sounds so good.
Even better.
Oh, how do you know? That's the problem. If you've read any Wittgenstein, you'll know that we can't compare our subjective experiences to one another's because they are, by definition, our own. I'd say I have a philosophy degree and I keep trying to make it useful, but it's... It never comes in that handy, and so I'm just fucking forcing it. Yeah. Should I start? Is that okay? Like, if I... Yeah? Okay. Hi, guys. How are you doing? I'll never stop being amused by when I ask how people are doing, they respond with, "Woo!" I wish more people did that, like, small talk in an elevator, like, "Oh, hey, you live in my building, how's it going?" "Woo!" good to know. All right, you can try that if you want. My name's Jay Williams, and you're probably not going to like this, but I'm probably not going to care, and so it works out. I play emotional singer-songwriter music on an acoustic bass guitar, because why wouldn't I? And this first song is called, oh fuck, I'm so tempted. No, this first song is called Benjamin, and it's about a squirrel. Do you guys like squirrels? The little squirrels ate nuts all day, but Benjamin the squirrel had different tastes. He spent all his time up in his tree playing Dungeons and Dragons alone. All the other squirrels made fun of him, but it never really bothered Benjamin. He knew that one day they would all be dead, and he'd be a wizard. And he'd say, "Who's laughing now, you stupid squirrels? You are all dead, and I am a wizard. Who's laughing now, jive turkeys? Now that you're gone, I will gobble up your nuts. I'll gobble up your nuts." Oh, gross, not like that. No, like, squirrels eat nuts. Get your minds out of the gutter. This is a kid's show. Benjamin the squirrel waited patiently for his wizard training to be complete. Learning all the spells he could get his weird little squirrel hands on. Squirrel hands are so fucking cool because they can climb up a tree head first, but then they can climb down a tree head first too and still sort of like flip them and hang on. I know this because I hang out with squirrels a lot. I have a backyard, which, like, yeah, you look at me and you think this guy fucking rents for sure, and I do, but I rent a inexpensive, affordable house with a backyard, and so I hang out in the backyard, and I play guitar for squirrels all the time, and this one time, this was fucking great. I'm in the backyard, and I'm just like, you know, like, jamming away, and as I'm jamming, there's this squirrel on the fence, and he's like, squirrel noising while I'm playing guitar. And then I stop and he stops squirrel noising. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I'm a scientist at heart, even though I don't have the fucking, you know, like motivation to actually get science schooling, which is why I took philosophy. But I'm like, okay, you do that once. I mean, causation is not correlation. But so I did it again. And he fucking squirrel noised again. And I was like, oh my God, you guys, I said you guys to myself, I am literally having a squirrel jam right now. And then he left. He didn't like dad jokes. And so fuck that guy. If you don't like dad jokes, I don't like you. Anyway, he waited for the day when he could say, who's laughing now, you stupid squirrels? You are all dead and I am a wizard. Who's laughing now, jive turkeys? Now that you're gone, I will gobble up your nuts. Who's laughing now, cocksuckers? Your delicious nuts are so salty in my mouth. Who's laughing now, you fucking fuckers? I am sealing your fate with my 20-sided die. I am sealing your fate. And you're running out of time. You're out of time. I am a wizard. Zap! You're out of time. I am a wizard, and you're just a squirrel. All your nuts are belong to me. I found them inside your tree. They were salty and delicious, so I put them inside of me. Like, through his mouth, and he didn't put them in his butt. Not that I'm judging, man. If you get off on putting nuts in your butt, it's both okay with me and it rhymes, so that's actually cool. And I'll gobble up your nuts. Your delicious salty nuts. I'll cast a spell of gobbling. That's a tough one. You have to roll at least 18, but it's worth it if you get it on your delicious salty nuts. Yeah, I'll go, and it's about to get a lot more Thanksgiving in here if you don't mind. I will gobble up your gobble, 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 your delicious salty gobble, 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 gobble. I'll cast a spell. And like, they got that weird fucking shit that like, evolution wasn't kind to everyone. And the turkeys have the fucking worst of it. I don't know how that happened. I don't know how. Oh, yeah, that makes you more likely to have more babies if you got this weird rubber glove hanging off your face for no reason. It looks all gross. It looks like a nutsack with no nuts. Anyway, I'll gobble up your nuts. Sorry, I should. So quick, really quick before we continue, I fucking forgot something important. If you could. Do me a huge favor, and when I'm done playing a song, like, don't clap. Just yell the meanest thing you can think of at me, and it would be fun for everyone. And, like, no holds barred. I'll give you some examples. I have very poor hygiene. I'm adopted, and even my adoptive parents don't like me that much. I once shit in my snowsuit when I was little, and then just stood there on my lawn and cried. So anything like that, if you guys will. And so I'll play the last little bit, and you just, like, yell mean shit if you don't mind. And nuts. That was all very bad heckling. Especially the part about the hug. Like, you're so supportive. That's the worst in heckling. Like, you'd get kicked out of heckling college day one. And I know, because I spent years there getting a different useless diploma. I have a philosophy honors and a heckling diploma, and the diploma program didn't offer a minor, and so I'm glad because I don't like picking stuff. Okay. This next song is called Dishes, and I played it at a festival last weekend, but before that, I had only ever played it for geese in the park, and let me tell you, it didn't go well at either the festival or the park, and so good luck, guys. Hope you like it. There are so many dishes in the sink. They're covered in food stuff, and they're starting to stink. There are so many dishes, they're dirty as hell. Becoming a problem now because of the smell. And how does anyone ever get anything done with all these goddamn cock-sucking dishes? And how does anyone ever get anything done with all these goddamn pussy-eating dishes? There are so many dishes. Don't get me started with all of the pots, pans, and cutlery. It's fucking ridiculous. And how does anyone ever get anything done with all these goddamn butt-eating dishes? And how does anyone ever get anything done with all these goddamn sack-licking dishes? Someone should build a machine to help keep all these dishes clean. Then I'd have time for me. Maybe try recreational chemistry. Just think how good life could be if one day we were finally free from all these goddamn cock-sucking dishes. These queef-sniffing dishes. That's the one I always forget. It's the best one. Queef-sniffing dishes. These motorboating dishes. Find the time for all these dishes, all of these forks and knives, and the occasional spoon. I don't remember using that bowl. I've never even seen that Tupperware before. I feel just like Sisyphus, pushing my boulder up a hill every day forever. My hill and boulder are dishes. I guess that makes me more like Dishophus. Wink. And if you didn't get that part about Sisyphus, maybe you should read a fucking book sometime. Unless you're perfectly content to be just another dirty face in the great unwashed. Just like my dishes. Indeed. So I've had so many dreams that I could suck my own dick. And I've done so many hallucinogenic drugs that, like, sometimes I actually think I can, because I have so many memories of how awesome it was. And then I try and I'm like, oh no, way too many ribs for that, way too many. Unfortunately, I should do what Paul from The Wonder Years did and get my ribs removed and become Marilyn Manson and suck myself off every day. It's a dream. All right, this next song is about how gross and old I am. I feel like all of the songs I've been writing lately, except for that dishes one, they've all been about like how gross and old I am. But I wanna caution you guys against putting your actual age in a song, because different ages have different fucking amounts of syllables. And I am currently 47, which is the fucking worst. God damn it. And so I'm going to do the ages in this one in French, because at least in French, it has the right amount of syllables for my song, which I don't know why wasn't a consideration when they were making languages, but whatever. This is called Long Loose. And sometimes I like to say, I hope you like it, but that's a lie. I honestly don't care. I don't even know if I like it, Doesn't even matter. Here we go. I'm cat on set years old, forgotten more than what I've known. My knees both hurt on alternating days. I never thought I'd feel this old. Maybe as a child I was dumb and arrogant enough to think that I would be the only one who'd never age. Or maybe I just thought that I was super good at music and I'd die of a drug overdose at 27 years old. But here I am at Cat on Set, long loose and full of Metamucil. Long in the tooth, short in the youth department. Long, loose, and full of Metamucil. I used to be cool, now I soften up my stool. I'm 40 set years old. I went 40 and then I changed to set. That's right there. I don't know if you guys know the term franglais, but that was some fucking franglais right there. I'm 40 set years old. I still like to party, but every time I do now, the hangover I get lasts for 3 fucking days. And I'll give you an example. I'm really sick right now, but what I'm sick with is this sickness called the day after golfing. I'm fucking a train wreck today. Because when I golf, it's always it's like drink until you can't golf anymore and then keep drinking and keep golfing. And so everyone loves when I come along because it's like, oh God, we gotta fucking carry him now. Anyway, it's all wrinkles and gray hair and surprises when I fart sometimes. Feeling like the kids these days don't know what's cool, but they sure are into ass eating. My eyesight is fading and the osteoarthritis in my finger really hurts as I'm playing this song right now. That's why I've got it pointed this way. It fucking kills. I am too old to die young, too young for diapers. My knees making noises when I go down the stairs. Every time I stand up, I make this little grunting sound. I can't believe that I still have a full head of hair. But maybe not for long, loose and full of Metamucil. Long in the tooth, short with telemarketers, especially when they call me at dinner time. So here's a fun fact about that line. I was writing this and I was like, oh man, what's something that really bugs old people? But what I think of as old people are the people that were old when I was young. And so I'm actually old now. And so for me to try and pass off this other thing, like anyone who's not old would be like, the fuck? Who calls anyone ever at dinner time? Who cares? Don't pick up your phone. Oh, I'm talking landline. It was the fucking worst. Anyway, long, loose, and full of Metamucil. I used to be cool. Maybe I was never cool. Getting old sucks, but at least it beats the alternative, which is dying. Getting old really fucking sucks, but I can't think of any other way not to die. And every gray hair is a badge of honor for one more day you didn't fall into an active volcano and you didn't eat a can of badly tainted ham. Every wrinkle is a badge of honor for one more day. You weren't crushed by a falling piano, and you successfully avoided being eaten by a bear.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to suck, you may as well, right? Where else am I going to get my protein? I like food. While I was on the golf, it was a golf tournament. Shut the fuck up. It was a golf tournament, and so I'm golfing, and at every hole they had like someone offering some weird little food. And there was one hole where it was like a, I don't know, like a donut shop or something, and the guy's like, hey, try one of these. There's a little extra protein on there. And I was like, the fuck does that mean? Like, any one of my friends, if they say that, there's cum on the donut. And so I'm like, I sussed him out. I'm like, hey, so what are you into? Could we be friends? Because if we could be friends, you're talking about cum. And then by the time I fucking finished thinking about it, I'd eaten like three of them. And I was like, it's definitely cum. Whatever. All right, this next song is it's about how for my midlife crisis, I started playing bass because that's fucking super normal, you know? And so this is called Janet. And again, if you like it, that's fucking cool, I guess. Oh no, I don't have a cable for this one. All right. I bought a bass guitar for my midlife crisis, because I can't afford a sports car, and I can't quit my job because I don't even have one. And this is how I've chosen to fool myself into thinking that I am still cool. Really, it's a lot like a regular guitar, except that I don't get invited to parties anymore. Guitar for my midlife crisis, because I can't make a pass at my secretary Janet if I've never even had a secretary named anything. And I'd like to think that I'd have more respect for Janet than that, because she is a valued member of the team that I made up in my head just now. And this bass is how I've chosen to fool myself into thinking that I am still cool. Really, it's a lot like a regular guitar, except that it only has four strings. Also, I don't get invited to parties anymore. This bass is how I've chosen to fool myself into thinking that I am still relevant. Really, it's a lot like a regular guitar, except that I don't get invited to parties anymore. But that's okay, I'll just stay home and play bass. And those parties probably weren't that cool anyway. I'm not good yet, but I'm practicing. I'm less Claypool and more shitty beginner. And I use way too many bass chords in my songs. I play with a pick. Some people really seem to hate that, cause they're experts and they know more than me about bass. And all things considered, my midlife bass is working. I feel like I'm 19 again, and not a self-deluded middle-aged man who's sweating a lot right now. I bought a bass guitar for my midlife crisis, so I can pretend that I'm not old and lame, and I'm not going to die soon. Oh yeah, fuck you too. All right. You You guys don't have to heckle. You can fucking, you can yell shit about Lego if you want. Like, I just want you to feel like you're included in the show, because, like, if you yell loud enough, you fucking will be. And so that's fun. This next song is called Taboobies, and I hope you like it. This is maybe the best thing I've ever done. And, like, don't worry, I haven't set the bar high. Swear words are fucking fascinating to me. They come with built-in magical powers to make other people feel weird. Watch this. Cunt. Cunt. Guaranteed somebody just got slightly more uncomfortable. And all I did was make an arbitrary sound using my lungs, vocal cords, and mouth. Does that make me bad? When I stub my toe, I'm not referring to penetrative sexual intercourse. The reason I yell fuck really loud is that it makes my toe hurt a little less somehow. And when I say I had a shitty day, I don't mean that my day was full of feces. Although there was that one time I almost shit my pants on acid on a bike ride in the Yucatan Peninsula. Does that make me bad? It was fucking close. Oh. Maybe we should take a closer look at our taboos. I get why eating shit is bad and why you shouldn't fuck your dad. But what if we've been missing out on something we would really truly love? All because some fucking pope said it was wrong. And speaking of popes, what the fucking hell do fucking popes know about anything? They don't even bone, and yet they say it's wrong to masturbate. Why the hell would anyone look for... Hey, fuck you. Why the hell would anyone look for a moral code from an old man in a weird hat with a long documented history of helping pedophiles? Let's take drugs as another great example of what I'm trying to say. But also, let's take drugs. Do you remember all those stupid fucking ads with those stupid fucking eggs in the stupid fucking frying pans? The one thing they didn't tell you, and incidentally, that Bill Hicks did, is that drugs, when used correctly, can be a pretty fucking beautiful gift. Does that make me bad? Maybe we should reevaluate some of our taboos. I get why killing kids is wrong and why you shouldn't eat your mom. But if you see me in the park and I'm clearly tripping balls, then please don't yuck my yum. I hate that expression, but it applies right here, so whatever. Don't you fucking yuck it. If something feels good, and you're not hurting anyone, why not fill your boots and have a metric ton of fun? If we don't question our taboos, then we end up with stupid fucking rules that make us feel ashamed of natural things like our own fucking bodies. Especially all the parts that fit together. When did human bodies somehow become so obscene? We cover up our naughty bits and all the fun stuff in between. The underlying truth is that there's naked people hiding under all our clothes. Even those popular robes. So I just want to say one thing about, I am not into body shaming. I think everyone, like, no one should feel ashamed of their body. I'm not one of those people that says everyone is beautiful, because that's fucking condescending and clearly not true. Like, some people are gorgeous and some people are pretty hideous. What I am is one of those people who thinks that doesn't fucking matter. Who cares if someone's pretty? Who cares if someone's, like, handsome, rugged, with a big chin? They didn't do anything to get that way, unless they fucking, like, had surgery, and that's even weirder. What we should be concentrating on is people who fucking read cool books, people who do good things and are nice to people. Anyway, that's my thing. However, The one thing I try not to do, all this being said, I try not to think about the Pope's dick or his balls or his weird wrinkly taint. But luckily for me, I have this disorder called aphantasia. Does anyone know what that is? Okay, aphantasia is when I close my eyes. Let's all do this together. Everyone close your eyes and think about the Pope's dick. And it's flaccid, and it's like not very long, and his balls are down to his knees. So when I think of stuff with my eyes closed, I don't see it. I do not have mental images like that, which I think is why I love LSD so much, because that gets me going. But so like when I talk about the Pope's wrinkly taint and like the, you know, this dick that just looks like a Darth Vader's head without the helmet, I don't have to see it and you guys do. And so I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. It's just hilarious. Was that? No, I'm really good at picturing music. Like I can close my ears and like hear a chord and pick out the notes, but like I cannot picture taste. Once on ketamine actually, and it was fucking weird. But I was tasting a song, and so that was fucked. Yeah, that's a hell of a drug. But anyway, what are you about? Oh, yeah. Maybe we should change our attitudes about taboobies. Because on a hot and sweaty day, why should you tuck the girls away? And maybe we could all decide that what we choose to show or hide is no one's business but our own. Do you guys like angst? Teen angst or otherwise? Because there's some angst coming here. What I'm missing here is that some people really crave the outrage and clutching their pearls. If I've learned anything from the dumpster fire we call social media, some people really seem to get a lot of dopamine by signaling their virtue and showing how offended they can be. But if outrage is your kink, and it really gets you hard, I'm not here to judge. In fact, this last part of the song is my special gift to you. And I think you're really gonna love to hate it. Why is bestiality considered so taboo? If Kermit and Miss Piggy get to fuck unproblematically, and why do all their kids come out as pigs and frogs and not unholy mutant half-breeds? Begging to be euthanized. And why does necrophilia make everyone so mad? If there's a victim in there somewhere, I don't fucking see it, man. So when I'm dead, feel free to fuck me any way you like. Cause Elvis will have left the proverbial building. And you've only got about a week or so before I go back. Did that make you mad? Thank you. Thank you all. How you guys doing? You guys want to be friends or something? That's great. Great response. Probably for the best. That's probably smart. All right. I'm rubbing my boob because I'm adopted and that's what we do. We're a bunch of boob rubbers. So this next song, I'm adopted and I've never met my birth parents. And so this next song is all about the uncertainty of not knowing what you are genetically and having no fucking clues from like the mirror. This is called Elk versus Coke Machine, and I hope you like it. When I was a little baby, my birth mama said to me, I don't want you anymore. I don't want you anymore. So then I was adopted by a loving family. My mom and dad and my brother are the best. They've always given me the love and the support I need. Everything I need. But since I've never met my birth mom, it's always kind of seemed to me that for all I know, I'm a visible minority. I might be black or red or brown or even Scandinavian pink. It's all a mystery to me. Not that it matters. I'll be me no matter who I turn out to be. It's all just a passing curiosity. when I was a little baby, my birth mama said to me, adios, little buddy, ya no te quiero. But since I never got to meet her, it's always kind of seemed to me I might even be a Winnebago or a tree. I might be an airplane or an elk or a Coke machine. It's all a mystery to me. Not that it matters, I'll be me no matter what I turn out to be. It's all just a passing curiosity. Yeah, passing curiosity. A passing curiosity. And every time I'm by the airport and a plane flies over me, every time I'm at the zoo and I see an elk staring at me, every time I'm on the street and I walk by a Coke machine, I think, you could very well be my mom. You could be my mom, and you're a Coke machine. You could be my mom. I just hope to God you're not Belgian or my girlfriend's aunt. The struggle's real, everybody. Not knowing where you come from and having sex with anyone, it's always in the back of your mind. Sometimes beforehand, and sometimes not until afterwards, and that is far less preferable, I have to admit, when you're like, oh shit, yeah, I am seeing a lot of, it's like looking in a mirror, except she takes better care of herself, but yeah, yes, cousins, like fucking cousins, though, which is the worst kind of, well, depends on your value system, and it depends on your cousin, I guess. Dude, you and me both, trust me. This one's called Cherry Pie, and you guys can sing along too, unless you went to like public school. It's just pie. It's
no, I'm not fucking playing Warrant.
I'm not fucking playing Warrant. How big is my hair? And how big would my hair have to be to play Warrant? Oh, this is just funny. There's a huge hair discrepancy there. No, this is just pie to 100 decimal points. And so just like sing it if you know it.
Three, three, eight, three, two, seven, nine, five, zero, two, eight, eight, four, six, two, six, four, three, three, eight, three, two, seven, nine, five, zero, two, eight, eight, four, one, nine, seven, one, six, nine, three, nine, nine, three, seven, five, one, zero, five, eight, two, zero, nine, seven, four, nine, four, four, five, nine, two, three, zero, seven, eight, one, six, four, zero, six, two, eight, six, two, zero, eight, nine, nine, eight, six, two, eight, zero, three, four, eight, two, five.
I wasn't going to do the shot part. I played this with my band, The Shit Tickets, and we have this big, long shot part where it's like the shots are just to give you, like, behind the actor's studio, the shots are like 3, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4. And so it's like not pie, but like sort of. But I wasn't going to do the shot part, and now I'm like sweaty, and I'm like, well, I got all sweaty. I may as well. Thanks, you fucking guy. I've never liked you. Wink. I really like that guy. And, like, judge him, if you will, for that. I don't care. I like him a lot.
3, 4, 2, 1, 1, 7, 0, 6, 7, 9.
Do you guys feel like you learned something there? You're like, learning in the, yeah, my bank code is pi to 100 decimal numbers. Because I can barely remember my fucking six-digit one that I've had for 30 years. Well, this one's going out to you. No, it's Love Song for Craig. And, like, I stopped playing this one. When everything got, like, everyone got sensitive about everything, I really did stop playing some of my songs so I could, like, rethink them. And I did make a few changes, but not the ones you're going to want me to have made. And so I hope you like this. But again, I don't care. This is my last song. And stick around for the vitals. It's vitals, right? And not vitals? I'm from St. V, and so I'm like, it's vitals to me, baby. Yeah, that I bet me being from St. Vital explains a lot. St. Vital and St. James are the districts that get away with being almost like Transcona, but no one makes fun of them, but they're so fucking dirty. Oh my God, Transcona's got nothing on certain parts of St. Vital, I promise. What's that? Oh, sorry, you want to be hated. I don't understand that. That's a weird attitude, but I can't get my head around that. No, Transcona's great. It's just, like, far. That's my main problem with it. It's not that it's dirty or the people there aren't cool. It's just so fucking far. Every single time I buy something off of fucking Kijiji or Marketplace, I'm like, I don't need to ask, like, where on the last street in Transcona do you live? And they're like, right in the middle, baby, the hardest one to get to. And I'm like, do I really need this fucking other bass pedal I'm never going to use? Like, yes, I do. It's a nice day for a scoot. Anyway, this is called Love Song for Craig. And I've been Jay Williamez, and you guys should all fuck yourselves. It's fun. Man, if you could suck your own dick, my dreams made it seem like it was cool. I don't know. Anyway, this is a Love Song for Craig. Uh, 13 years of classical dance training would have helped me do something cool there, but I've cut none, and so I just did this little jump. In my mind, there is a beehive, and I didn't want to upset it, because even imaginary bees, you never know. Like, you could not be allergic to real bees, but you could super be allergic to imaginary ones. And so it's important to be careful, even when it comes to your imagination. I didn't hear what you said, but suck a dick. All right. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Did I tell you about the stained bass? No. Okay, so I rented this bass for a festival called Gentlefest last weekend, and it was the fucking best time in the history of ever. But so the theme for the festival was Red Carpet Gala. And I was like, right on. I'm going to go to a thrift store, and I'm going to see what kind of elegant evening wear they have. And I fucking, luckily, I found this, like, gorgeous sequined evening gown. And so I was wearing that, but I also put bug spray on. And so bug spray apparently makes certain colors leach out of stuff. And so I don't know if you can see it, but I fucking stained the rental guitar with my elegance, which could be worse. I was going to buy it anyway, but now I have like a dumb, stupid origin story for it. And I'm thinking of, let me know what you guys think of the name for that I've chosen for this, John Wayne Basie. Yeah, could I do better? Yeah, all right. Again, now I can't tell if you like it or not. That's the inherent problem with asking people to disapprove of you, is sometimes you don't know the difference. My favorite, though, is I've been doing this for, I want to say, like 80 years, and my favorite is when someone actually hates me, and they think I can't tell the difference. It's so great. And they're like, you fucking suck, faggot! And I'll just be like, well, now I'm picking on you all show. This is great. Didn't have that tonight, which is fine, because, like, I don't know. Animosity after a show works best when it's not at the Albert. So, anyway. Well, Well, I can't touch a little kid's bum without thinking of you. And every time I fillet a dog, you know that it's true. You're the one for me, and I hope to sweet God that I'm the one for you. But if it turns out that I'm not, well, then I'll come to your house and I'll cut you with my knife. Yeah, I'll cut you. That could make it right. Craig loves this song, by the way. I will cut you. From your chin down to your balls, I'll motherfucking cut you. So this can be resolved and we can be together. This next part is my mom's favorite thing I've ever done. She loves it so much. And like the one time she came to one of my shows before she was like, oh, never doing that again. She just was so proud of me when I played this next line. Well, I can't skull fuck a dead body without hearing your name. And when I'm giving head for money, it's not quite the same. Cause I know that the dollar that I get right after I spit didn't come from you. And I cannot sleep at all cause your crabs are on my balls and they're very active. There's nothing left to do but to cut you with my knife. Yeah, I'll cut you. That couldn't make it right. I will cut you from your chin down to your balls. I'll cut you so this can be resolved and we can be together. We can be together.
Together.
We can be together. There are so many ways I'd like to cut you. And there are so many knives in my cutlery drawer. I wanna see your guts spill onto my floor. Spill onto my floor so we can be together. Yeah, we can be. I realize that there's a better way to make it sound like Blink 182, and so I'm gonna play it up here. We can be together. Just you and me and your guts. What's my age again? Just you and me and your guts. And my knives and our balls. And my knives. You're not wrong. Because I love you. And I want to cut you. Thank you, guys. I'm Jay Williams. Have a great night. And if you're adopted, ask about the promiscuity of your dates. Have a great night.